That's right. At the top of the fix-it list is a need for a seat at a bus stop on the Stuart Highway, brought to my attention a couple of weeks ago by Margaret in Brinken.
So I'm concerned about a bus stop at Stuart Park, and it's lacking a seat for people to sit on. After all, we all know that bus stops should have seats. It's the number 103 bus stop, and it's the one on the left-hand side coming out of town.
All right, bus stop 103 needs a seat. Can I help Margaret out this morning? Well, Dr. Tansel Rahman is the MLA for Fong Lim, which is where the electorate, or rather, this is where the bus stop sits in your electorate. Good morning, Tansel.
Good morning, Jess. Thanks for having me.
Can we fix Margaret's problem? Can we put a seat in at the bus stop?
Well, Jess, we can, but at the same time, we've got bigger problems to fix on the Stuart Park High Street from pretty much where that bus stop is, from the start of Westralia Street down to the Daly Street Bridge. And Margaret's one of many people who've gotten in touch since I came to office who pointed out that it's a really neglected area. So it's not about one bin or one bus stop. It's actually about rethinking that whole area because it's a really important historic area. That's the main arterial road into the CBD. And so over the last couple of years, I've been systematically consulting with all the business owners and all the stakeholders around there to start thinking about what we can do in that area.
Mm-hmm.
With bus stops specifically, let me tell you though, we had one out the front of Sweetbury, you might recall, a couple of years ago. Trouble is, if you just put little things down here and there, sometimes they attract unwanted attention. So we're trying to do coordinated development in that area. But bus stop 103 is on my list.
Well, I mean, I know you just say it is just a little seat and, you know, we need to be doing more in that area than just a seat. But, I mean, this seat, Margaret was saying, you know, lots of elderly people need it after they've been across to the medical centre and then have to walk across a road that has no official crossing.
100%.
Running across, you know, six lanes of traffic.
Nine lanes of traffic.
Nine lanes of traffic.
Yep.
So, you know, it is going to make a difference to people's lives. So can't we start small and from little things, big things grow?
Yeah, you can. The trouble is a lot of the time we just spot fix stuff without having a coordinated plan. And so what we're talking about is not something starting something from scratch here, but actually building on what the NT planning scheme has already provisioned for in that area, which is essentially creating extended street verges, improving the traffic flow in that area, because you're absolutely right. It's a minor miracle that we haven't had more accidents in that space. You've got lots of small businesses, lots of fast food outlets, lots of cafes, things like the Officeworks, the medical center, as you pointed out. And we do not have adequate crossings through there, and we don't really have sensible traffic management through that area. So the first step in the process of fixing that area is to think about where cars are going to park, what the speed limits are going to be, and what we're going to do with traffic flow and management, including with bus stops.
Okay, so what are you doing about that?
Well, so in May last year, I first announced in my newsletter that we would be looking at this area, and I've given about a dozen speeches about it in Parliament over the last few years, and we're starting to corral support about it. Now, the government obviously has priorities, and it's delivering on its priorities. And as a local member, this is something I've identified that's a real new priority, if you like, for this whole area. And so little by little now, we're starting to mount the campaign, if you like, and collect the signatures and the petitions to be able to start doing something about it. And where it will probably start, as I say, is in traffic management. Because at the moment, it's not six, it's actually nine lanes. You've got three in one direction, three in another, and three wasted lanes of traffic in the middle of the road from a historic bad urban planning sort of choice.
Which is where the parking is.
Correct. Correct. That's right. And you can't get in or out of that and everybody knows it. And so we little by little now need to start thinking about how to fix that area. And the reason for it is if you think of the CBD, it's like the head of the Northern Territory and it doesn't get adequate blood flow. And that strip of Stuart Park High Street, which is what it's actually called in the planning scheme, I maintain is the single best return on investment development that we could channel our energies into.
Obviously, it does run along the Stuart Highway. I believe that the Territory Government is responsible for that road. Is that
correct?
Yes, it
is. Yeah,
okay,
yeah, so we have a lot of...
Have you put that towards your counterparts to say, hey, make room for me in the budget? Because you did just hand down a budget.
Certainly, yeah.
Last month.
That's exactly what I do. That's exactly what all of my colleagues do. And it's a question.
What are they saying?
Well, competing priorities. You've got to get in the line, you've got to build your case, and you've got to demonstrate that there's a return on investment and community support for it. And that's what I'm trying to do in also having the conversation here. I would have loved to come on and just said, I've fixed bus stop 103, Margaret. It's done. But it's about more than bus stop 103.
Is it that hard, though, Tansel, to just whack in a seat?
It's
like, that's all we're talking about.
Well,
what's a seat going to cost? Like $200?
No, it just doesn't necessarily... Like, spot-fixing stuff ends up creating more problems is what I'm trying to point out from what happened out the front of Sweetbrew. We had a KFC come in. We put a bus stop out the front. People wanted a bin, a shelter, so on and so forth. And ultimately, it actually just created more congestion in that area and more problems. Then we had to rip it all out again. So that's the kind of thing we don't want to see happen. Now, the bus stop...
Yeah, but is that a reason to not do something of what it could potentially cause?
No, no. It's not a question of what it could potentially cause. It's a question of what it will most likely end up enabling. Now, on the other side of the road, for example, we did have the bus shelters improved because that side, nothing's going to happen on that side anytime super soon. But on the left-hand side, going outbound from the city, there are plans afoot. And I'm trying in earnest to convince some of my colleagues that we should be pushing ahead with them over the next couple of years. And, you know, I'm quietly optimistic that we're making progress.
All right. So how long is Margaret going to have to wait for a seat at bus stop 103 then?
Well, not long. I'll happily take a seat out there temporarily for her if necessary. The point is that we actually don't have a choke point there. We have one slightly further up and slightly further down. And I know that from all the people that actually live in the area as well. Out the front of 103 is not really the real traffic problem in terms of people being able to sit down, but looking at all of it in a coordinated fashion. And
I was just going to say, I mean, I think the solution here is that all bus stops should have a bloody seat. That's what it comes down to.
Potentially. Look, I'm not a traffic engineer. I know that there are plans for how to try and better manage all our bus stops and bus network to make sure that we look after the infrastructure, but also that we don't create antisocial behaviour choke points. And, you know, the relevant ministers and departments are the people to be able to advise on that. Mm. I look at my local patch and I look at what people have been telling me they need in that area. And this isn't a shoot from the hip idea. This is a couple of years worth of really taking the temperature of what people want and what businesses want in that area. I think we could do something great, not just for that area and for that electorate, but for the whole Northern Territory by focusing on the redevelopment of the Stuart Park High Street.
All right. Well, keep us posted on how that redevelopment is looking and going. Before I let you go, talking about big things that Darwin needs.
Yep.
What would you like to see?
Oh, geez.
Other than a big seat.
Where to start? Well, I'm delighted to hear the Gardens Oval is starting to get a push today. As a musician and sometime user of that facility, I'd like to see that, but also the amphitheatre next door end up getting, you know, a push over time as well. There are lots of infrastructure things to be dealt with in the Northern Territory.
I think that's falling in your lap, isn't it?
No,
the city of Darwin was saying, this should sit with the Commonwealth and the Territory government
upgrade
the amphitheatre.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, it's competing priorities, right? So, I mean, our government is committed to improving infrastructure systematically and delivering on it by making sure we have the money to deliver on things that we promise we're actually going to deliver on. So I'm very supportive of that approach.
All right. Good to talk to you this morning. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Jess.
That is Dr. Tanzil Rahman. He is the MLA for Fong Lim, the electorate that Margaret is asking for the seat at the bus stop to be put. So we still have to wait and see whether we'll be able to cross that off our fix-it list this morning on ABC Darwin. It is 22 past 7. You've got a top temperature of 33 degrees and sunny this morning. I've also been talking about whether the world needs a black James Bond. You had lots of thoughts on it.